This Christic Energy Healing Holing has been recorded by Rose Marie Swanson, Creative Power Discovered, LLC. You will want to make sure you have uninterrupted time while you're listening to this holing. Afterwards, drink plenty of water and take care of yourself. Maybe soak in a tub. A lot of self-care is important. If you would like to re-listen to this holing, please wait 72 hours between times. Thank you. Namaste. So just allow yourself to breathe deeply into your heart. And as you do, allow yourself to begin to relax. I'll begin with the quantum prayer. Still of mind, clear of heart, I enter now into the cosmic portal of holing where the higher self of you awaits. With open heart, complete trust and surrender, in the name of the divine cosmic Christ, I ask now for the manifestation of the highest timeline reality for you to become realized of mind, body, and soul. With gentle lessons and graceful process, and increase this holding as much as the cosmic law, physical body, and your soul shall allow. I choose now to live in the reality where the healing has already been accomplished, the fates have been altered, our prayers answered through thine holy presence of love, while honoring the free will of all. I give my complete thanks and gratitude for all that has already occurred through your mighty presence in thine eternal light. I am free. The soul is free. All is free. And so it is. Amen. I'd like to begin by calling in the divine masters, all the masters that wish to align with the Christic Holing session here today, particularly calling in Lord Lanto, Kuthumi, Dwakul, the Archangels Josephel, Christine, Elohim, Kuan Yin, El Moray, Saint Germain, Cerebus Bay, all of the other beings of light are in alignment with us in this Christ energy. Come forth now. The dolphins and whales are making their presence known. So we thank them and all. The intention of this Kes Holing today is to awaken your conscious awareness of the light within. And then to move you past that awakening, to teach you how to allow yourself to allow the inner wisdom to guide you. So we will begin first by opening the field of energy. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. Asking for the Christ energy to allow us to move into higher levels of flexibility now. Placing a Christic shield both on the front and the back of the hearts. Opening the heart both to self-love and to how you outwardly love others. We're going to move first through the root rays. Asking that whatever this pattern is that keeps us in this asleep state, the state of separation, to be lifted and cleared, and all that's connected to it be lifted and cleared as well. Really feels that a lot of this energy is coming through the Alatian root rays. So we're just going to ask that to be cleared now. From you all the way back through all time and space, all realities, removing, dissolving, and clearing all that's attached to anything that keeps you asleep, keeps you from being awakened to your inner light now. Now moving to the Oversoul. The souls and the soul's extensions. Clearing all threads, all shadows, all remnants to these patterns. Thoughts, vows, whatever they may be, all the dark articulation that keep you from awakening to your own inner light, be cleared now. Just taking a couple of deep breaths. Asking that whatever is hidden or masked through the Oversoul, soul, and soul extensions be cleared now. Nice deep breaths. And we're going to begin now to go through the body systems, starting with the unified light body. Clearing all levels of the unified light body now. 100%. Clearing, purifying, removing all confusion, all fogs and distortions through all timelines, all realities and layers and levels. Being willing to allow it all to go. Balance, harmonizing, and activating all seven layers now of the unified light body. And moving to the physical layers and levels of the body, starting with the root, clearing, cleansing, purifying the physical, the root chakra now, purifying, removing all patterns connected to all things that keep you from being awakened to your own light, your own divine guidance. balance, harmonizing and activating the root. Clearing the emotional level, the sacral. All of those childhood woundings. All the tribal beliefs that have been passed down. Clear, cleanse, purify now. Even the shadows. Balancing, harmonizing, and activating the sacral to 100%. Clearing the mental level, the solar plex, purifying, removing all dark articulations, all fog, all miasms and distortions now. Clearing the lower will, allowing it to be open to receive the higher will now. Balance, harmonize, and activate the solar plex to 100%. Clearing the ancestral, the heart. Asking that all the ancestral lines, both maternal and paternal, be cleared and purified from you to your parents and all the way back through both of their lineages now. All the darkness, all the shame and the guilt that's being held, all the regret, clear, cleanse, purify now. Balance, harmonize, and activate the heart to 100%. Activating all the way back to its original blueprint on all levels, all layers of reality now. Moving to the causal level, the throat. Clearing, cleansing, and purifying the throat now. Clearing all the acidic language. All the harshness, all the harm created by that language. All levels and layers, through all time and space, all timelines. Going into the shadows, clearing the shadows, that which is hidden. The unspoken that holds you back, clear, cleanse now. Balancing, harmonizing, and activating root to 100%, asking it to go back to its original blueprint now. Purity, sweetness. Clearing the soul, the ajna. Asking that any scars or wounds that are here in the ajna, your first eye, to be healed, purified now. so that you may begin to see through divinity with the innocence of love. Lifting and clearing all that there is, known or unknown, now. Bringing the Ajna into balance and harmony and activating to 100% now. Moving to the monastic, the crown, clearing, cleansing, and opening the crown to the divine now. Allowing all the fears through all these layers and levels to be purified and removed. Harmonizing and activating to 100%, asking the crown to go back to its original blueprint. Moving to the layers, the three levels and layers of the personality, clearing the lower level, the tamastic, bringing it back down to zero now. Clearing and cleansing the Rajasic level and layer of the personality now. Bringing it down to zero. Clearing and cleansing anything that inhibits the Sattvic personality energies. Percent Sattvic energy now. Moving now into your 8 Genesis cells below the bottom of your spine in the perineum area where your nadi system is anchored. Placing a christic shield, golden christic shield, on the female channel, clearing, cleansing, and purifying the female channel. Placing a golden christic shield on the masculine channel, clearing, cleansing, and purifying the masculine channel now. Placing a christic shield on the central channel, the spiritual channel, the Shushina, clearing, purifying, and cleansing now. Going now from the central channel, moving through all the branches off the central channel, asking that all layers and levels from the central channel on out become balanced, harmonized, and a semiotic relationship can now be present. And now we're going to move to the heart. There's specific variations, specific energies in the heart where we're going to begin to clear. connecting to the ascended version of Jupiter. We're going to bring down the yellow sapphire sort of light, projecting it out into your field now, amplifying it with a golden crystal shield, clearing the heart on an ancestral level now. Take a couple of deep breaths as we allow that to work. I'm going to draw a crystal shield, sweeping the field, clearing and cleansing all residue now. And we're going to connect to the ascended version of Venus, working on the emotional level of the heart, bringing in this beautiful opalescence sort of light, projecting it out into your energy field now, working on the emotional level of the heart, amplifying with the golden crystal shield. Allowing that to continue. Then drawing a crystal shield with the opalescent sword of light, we're going to sweep it through your field, clearing and cleansing all residue now. And just take a couple of deep breaths as we allow that to settle. Connecting to the ascended version of Ursa Major and Pleiades, bringing down ultraviolet virtue of wisdom now, projecting it into your field, allowing it to fill you with this beautiful ultraviolet ray of light, saturating every cell, all the way down to the waves and particles now. Then we're going to move through your body, starting at your crown, going down through your body, out your feet, circling back around the crown, at the arms and the hands, clearing and purifying your soul lines. Calling forth to you now all aspects of the soul that you are ready to embody. I'm going to take and draw a crystal shield, a golden crystal shield, over the top of your head, and begin to close your energy field back up now, protecting and sealing this holding. It is done. It is done.